Up next on NHL Fantasy on Ice, Rob, Pete, and Davey coming in real hot with a Thursday special. How to replace John Klingberg, DFS plays, best bets, and show tunes from Davey Sats. It's going to be real nice.
What's good, everybody? Jensen, Reese, and Satriano around the round table talking fantasy pucks. A thirsty Thursday for some DFS, guys.
Wow, thirsty Thursday. And yeah, Davey, how you feeling, my man?
They don't call me Davey Boy for nothing. I might sing a little later.
They don't.
But 11 games, 10, 11 games tonight, so it's another big one.
There's only one reason people listen to the program when Davey Boy is on, and it's for his show tune. So at some point, we'll get you going, Davey, right? They don't call him Davey Boy for nothing.
Give me the second verse.
Oh, Davey. Davey. Oh, Davey Boy.
Not what the fans want to hear, I don't think. Josh, if they want to hear me sing, I'll sing.
That's the Josh Bailey song. And Josh Bailey and the Islanders try to keep this thing going, looking for their 11th straight win. They got the Penguins in the house at the Barclays Center. And one thing that nobody's talking about with this game is that it's the first time that they've played the Penguins since they swept the Penguins. And there's going to be some chance for revenge from Pittsburgh.
Yep, and I've got my little contrarian play tonight. I've got Malkin and Crosby in the same DFS lineup. I've gone back to the drawing board and tried to rework some plays here.
That usually works on most nights. I'm just, the Islanders are playing. I know, Rob, you did that excellent behind the numbers piece, so you got some knowledge. We don't know that this thing's got to turn around for the Islanders soon, but I don't know. I don't seem like, there doesn't seem like a reason why they're going to lose tonight, or why the Penguins are going to score three or four goals against
their
them.
Their team leader has one power play goal, the Islanders. I mean, there's only one other team in the NHL that has that same stat. It's just, as much as they've won 10 in a row, and you love seeing it because we all live in New York here, I think any time a New York team is doing well, it's more fun for us. But they could have just as easily lost 10 straight, too.
They're the only New York team in any sport doing well right now. That needs to be said. But certainly, I think one thing that could complicate things is whenever Jordan Eberle comes back, like, do they take Bailey off that line that's been playing well? We saw that Eberle is not a guy that can perform on the second line. We saw that for the entirety of last year, pretty much before the playoffs, when he was bumped up. So how do you think Eberle will affect this thing, positively or negatively? Because if he comes on the power play, he could drop some power play goals there.
I think he's going to come on the power play. I don't think they're going to mess with the lines, especially with Bailey there. But the way Trotz coaches, it just seems like no matter what he does, the guys all just buy in. Mm-hmm, so it just seems like whatever decision he makes is going to be the right one for them.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious to see who starts this game for them in net, because I am a Thomas Greiss owner, and I was asking Davey this morning, like, do I even start this guy? He's the hottest goalie in the NHL. He's the best goalie at even strength this year. But, like, I'm scared to start him against this Penguins team who has the most competitive player in the NHL, Sidney Crosby.
It's crazy, that league where I have the Islanders tandem and the Bruins tandem. I got my first loss among my four goalies in, like, it seemed like a month the other day when the Habs finally knocked off the Bruins.
And just for the record, the experts believe the Penguins will go into Barclays tonight and win. The Islanders, they've won, as we've said, 10 straight. They opened as a -135 favorite. As of now, the Penguins are at -120. So I think the experts are with what Robbie's feeling here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's just something I've been feeling for a while. And when I did that analytics piece, as you were alluding to, Davey, I saw even more numbers that were very alarming for the Islanders moving forward.
One more thing on this game before we move on to the rest of the 11-game mammoth slate. So Chris Letang got banged up last game. We don't know if he's going to play in this game, lower body injury. I'm rostering Justin Schultz either way because lately they've been playing together on the first power play with Malkin, Gensel, and Crosby.
That's a good take tonight. I'm just not sure. I don't really want any Penguins just because, like I said, mm-hmm. Would we be surprised if the Penguins went 4-0? No. Would we be surprised if the Penguins got shut out by this team? Not really. So mm-hmm. I kind of didn't want to go there, but for the price, that's a good play.
Interesting matchup. We have Vegas taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. That was my preseason cup final pick, so I'm going to be watching this one just with a little, hopefully, mm-hmm. preview of things to come.
That's a must-watch, a must-watch. I don't care what's going on in the sports world, college hoops, NFL, mm-hmm. Vegas, Leafs in Toronto. I'll be there with a little martini in front of the TV tonight.
That's what we call a DWG, a Davey Watch game. That's the game that I'm watching. I'm not no one in that game. I'm just that's the game I'm circling and I'm watching tonight with no players.
I got a stat for you. Marc-Andre Fleury, 5-0-0, 961 save percentage, one shutout on the road. He's the best road goalie in the NHL. Are you scared to roster him in your season-long lineups or in DFS, really, because the Leafs got JT back and they're very potent?
This is, what, the third season for Fleury here, and has he shown us at all that he's been declining? Not one bit, so I would not be scared at all to start him tonight.
Yeah, and if you have a minimum of three goalie starts in your league, like a lot of us do, then you got to start him anyway, really. For this game, though, DFS-wise, I'm with Davey. This is a RWG as well. I'm just not gonna invest any of my FanDuel money because I'm going to have too much fun watching it.
William Karlsson, a guy that performed well for me on Tuesday in DFS, I would roll him out again. I like the way he's playing on that, you know, 1A, 1B line, whatever you want to call it. 16 points in 16 games, at least a point in 13 of his 16. So that's among the most consistent forward point producers in the entire league right now.
I will say that in this game, I believe I'm going to go with the over in this game just because I think there will be a lot of goals, even though I think Vegas wins. So
Davey dropping picks already. Wow, over.
That's,
okay,
this is
Davey,
great.
Boy.
2 minutes in, we've already
himself.
Got a lock.
Davey's
11
himself.
Games, you got to throw something out, right?
You're right. We got to give the lock a Rooney's. But, yeah, no, I'm with you, Davey. I could see the over there. Freddie Anderson's been a little bit leaky lately. So, yeah, I could see that.
What do you guys think about Nate Schmidt as a potential John Klingberg replacement? Because Klingberg is out 2 weeks for the Dallas Stars, who are rolling, but all of a sudden have all these injury problems with Klingberg and Roope Hintz banged up.
Schmidt is a good replacement for sure. He's available in most leagues. He's a solid guy playing around 22 minutes per game, moves the puck well. I think his offense, you know, it will be inconsistent like Shea Theodore's. It's funny, those guys, 1 week Shea Theodore's lighting it up. The next week he has no points, and Nate Schmidt's getting the points. Mm-hmm. So I think you got to know what you're signing up for, and that's how the trend's going to be, I think, the rest of the season.
That's a great point out of Petey bringing up Klingberg. And as a Klingberg owner, before we get to the rest of the games or picks, DFS plays, as a Klingberg owner, which I am, can we throw out a couple replacements? I'm not in any of your leagues, so it's not like, you know, you're giving me any information that's going to hurt you. Mm-hmm. Help me out here.
Well, really, I mean, with how bad Klingberg's been this season, anybody on the waiver wire right now is probably going to be better stat-wise.
There's your advice.
For
pick
you.
Up anyone.
So, but a guy that I will throw out there is Matt Niskanen for the Philadelphia Flyers. He's on fire points-wise lately, but what's great about Matt Niskanen, even when the points dry up, you get the categories.
He's got one foot in the casket also.
Well, there's something too. I don't know how much that counts for in fantasy, but no, but in all seriousness, this is a player that's playing really well lately, and it seems like he's kind of the Travis Sanheim of last year, where he's getting the points, he's getting the shots, he's getting the blocks, he's getting the hits.
He's on a good looking second power play, and I saw one of his points the other day came actually on the first power play. He was out there with Gostisbehere and Giroux and Farabee and either JVR or Voracek, can't remember, but good lineup placement for him for sure. I would say Sammy Vatanen. We talked about him the other day. He had a point the other day, I believe, on Taylor Hall's point. And, yeah, Vatanen has points in five of his past six and putting the pressure. Devil's playing well right now.
5 minutes before we came on the air, I picked up Matt Niskanen. Because not because I had Klingberg, I dropped TJ Brody. Mm-hmm. And so, Rob, you stole my answer there. He literally does this is a hits league, this is a blocks league. The guy's nice. Been doing everything lately, so he's been covering 5, 6, 7 categories.
Okay, well, speaking of Niski, they take on the Montreal Canadiens tonight. Should be a cool one to watch because Carter Hart has been playing a lot better. I think he got a little bump from us. We were kind of talking about him, and all of a sudden, fired off 2 straight wins, and now. Good opportunity to go head-to-head against Carey Price, his mentor.
I'll be watching this game for sure. I mean, I picked the Flyers to make the playoffs over the Canadiens. They're right about the same records right now. So this is a measuring stick for both sides, especially Canadiens riding high right now. But what you said about Carter Hart, playing very well in general, won 2 in a row. But this guy has been really strong at home this year, 3-1-0, and he's got a 930-plus save percentage in those spots. So you can fully roster him with confidence in the confines of Wells Fargo Center.
We've already tipped the cap to Chris Wassel, but he was all over the Montreal Canadiens. Yes. Over the Boston Bruins. It was 3-1, the Bruins storm back. They got a goal called back. Bobby, of course, on the edge of his couch because I followed Wassel there and liked the Canadiens. Got the W big, but they have trouble keeping the puck out of their own net.
They do, but I think that I'm not buying the Hart hype now. I know he's at home, but mm-hmm. I'm just looking at the full season. The struggles there, it really concerns me. I think especially when you have a guy like Elliott, he's been a starter. It's not like they know that they have no one behind Hart if he's struggling. So mm-hmm. I'm not buying it, and I have to see on him personally.
Is that more maybe of a season-long theme for you, Davey, where you're getting the sense that this is the same Flyers team as the years in the past where they do look really good, win a couple straight, and then they lose a couple straight, and they look really bad?
I mean, yeah, I definitely agree with that. Let's not forget 2 or 3 years ago, right? They won 10 games in a row, and a few weeks later, they followed that up with 10 losses in a row. So I think you're right. Goaltending, as we know, has always been the issue here, but Hart is going to be the goalie of the future, but this season, I'm not buying it as him being a top 10
and
guy.
And one more thing I'll say on that, too. The fact that we're talking about Matt Niskanen is a guy that you should pick up in fantasy. I mean, why is Shane Gostisbehere not doing anything for the past two seasons now? Like, that player has too much offensive talent, like, for fantasy owners. And why are we not talking about Travis Sanheim anymore? Like, that guy emerged nicely last year. Right, and Ivan Provorov was playing better, but that's still a player that was top 10 talent that should be a 50-point-plus player.
There's too much flux and inconsistency with the defense. Like, two games ago, Provorov had a goal and seven shots and a hits and everything else that you could ever dream of as a fantasy owner, and then he has a goose egg the next game. So you really can't trust any of the Flyers defensemen on a single game basis, so probably just fade those guys in DFS. I am again rostering, though, Joel Farabee. I love the nickname. Did you guys hear it? Philly Joel. Philly Joel. I love it.
5 out of 10. 5 out of 10. Good. A for effort, though, as always.
Yeah, not one of the best, but Philly Joel.
Okay. Philadelphia, Joel Farabee.
I think Coots,
Philly Joel.
Anyone else on the team, Coots just takes the cake with his nickname. So we'll give a little participation trophy for the Farabee one. We'll get that going, hopefully, if he scores tonight.
He's a good young player, though.
He is. And he's playing on the top line, and a lot of time on the first power play, had a goal and five shots. So he's a DFS value pick for the time being while he's getting that type of placement. One of, I think, the locks of the night. I mean, I can't imagine how the Canes could lose at home to the New York Rangers, who are on the second of a back-to-back. I'm rostering Peter Mrazek. I saw their massive favorites, but I still trust the Carolina Hurricanes here.
I got the Hurricanes tonight, too. It's not going to be a New York state of mind for the Rangers tonight, going back to Philly Joel there.
Like, and that, no Mika Zibanejad either,
so,
baby.
No Mika Zibanejad. The Rangers played the Red Wings yesterday. They scored a couple of goals in the, I think, late second, and but other than that, they didn't really look super impressive. They're playing the Red Wings. You're right. Tonight they're at Carolina, back to back. This all lines up as if Carolina is going to blow them out of the water.
They beat Jimmy Howard at MSG. Jimmy Howard is like the honestly, the Rangers should have traded for Jimmy Howard because of how good his record is at MSG.
So let's just go a little real quick. I was on this before the game. He had 17 starts against the Rangers. He hadn't allowed more than 3 goals. He's .949 save percentage. I thought it was going to be 2-1 Rangers win. 4 goals for him. That was you're right. The Rangers, if they had him, they'd be Stanley Cup winners.
That is pretty good numbers at MSG, but every time I look at the scoreboard, the Detroit Red Wings are losing by 3 God. Or 4 goals. Mm-hmm. Tough.
So the Red Wings were killed by the Rangers, who were killed by Ottawa earlier in the week, so maybe the Red Wings are the worst team in the league.
They did just get a little offensive talent, though, with Robbie Fabry coming over from St. Louis. So in deeper leagues, you know what? Stevie Y is a GM that is not going to let that player sit in the bottom six like he did in St. Louis. He will play top 6 minutes the way that Athanasiou's been playing. His .-18 this year. .-18 is horrible already.
Wow.
Can only get better, you know, that offense. When it clicks, like we saw at the end of last season, they can score some goals. So Robbie Fabry, look, if you're in a deeper league, is he going to blow you out of the water? Probably not. But if you need a streamer, it's a guy I might pick up.
Just keep an eye on him. I mean, we saw what happened with Namestnikov, was completely buried on a non-contender, went to another non-contender. He's going from a team that, you know, moved on from him. Winning the cup last year, he had 2 bad ACL injuries in consecutive years, so maybe he can get a top six role and run with it here.
Ottawa faces the LA Kings tonight. Speaking of Namestnikov, I've got Anthony Duclair in my lineup from that game, $4,200 for a player that's putting up double digit FanDuel points per game. Can't really go wrong there.
I've got 2 players in this game, both 5,300, Shabbat on defense and Tkachuk. I'm actually going with the Tkachuk stack tonight, guys. I got Matthew and Brady. They both looking good. I like the way they're playing, so I'm going to hope we have some family affair tonight and do some good things.
Did you get permission from Keith to do that?
I have not talked to Keith yet. So.
I have his number. I'll text him on your behalf, but you need permission if you're going to stack both of those guys on your team.
Okay.
Matthew Tkachuk has been amazing. He actually leads the Flames in points right now, ahead of Gaudreau, ahead of Monahan, ahead of Elias Lindholm. So that's really impressive. 18 and 18 for him. He's doing most of it at even strength without much line mate support. So he's one of the best players in the league, I think, when you factor in his physicality and how he could break up the game.
They play the New Jersey Devils tonight. Devils are playing a little bit better lately. Nico Hischier's on fire since he came back from injury, playing about 19 minutes. So you'll love to see that as a DFS streaming option. Unfortunately, I wanted to get him in my lineup tonight. I just couldn't fit him because I'm going with that wild Malkin-Crosby center stack.
Doesn't leave you much room for anything else there, does it, really?
I was a little bit thin around the other positions, Davey, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I got Vatanen in this game, and I got Matthew Tkachuk, like I mentioned. Devils are 4-1-2 in their past 7 points in six of the past seven. So that early start starting to be erased. And same goes for Dallas right now. A lot of these teams that were in the tank early are on nice little winning point streaks and flipping the standings a little bit.
Yeah, there was a couple guys in particular chirping me and Rob for not having the Avalanche in the playoffs and having the Stars in. Every win, the guy would be – the Avalanche are 8-0. He'd be like, you guys, you believe in now? Here we are a month later, and looks like things are flipped. Have you heard from
that guy in a long time. Call me here. You know, I'll put my cell phone number out there. Give me a buzz. I mean, I'm getting worried about you, buddy. Where are you?
And the Avalanche actually host the Predators. So Matt Duchene back in town as a member of the Predators, used to play for the Avalanche. I like Duchene here. I think he's a great spend-up option after that line finally broke through. Duchene with Forsberg. And Granlund, should people drop Mikhail Granlund right now? No points in his past 10, or should they stick with him because he plays with good line mates?
No points in 10 games. I mean, 10 games is like an eighth of the season. You got to drop him. You can't have that continue. It's just tough. Mm-hmm. And there's other guys out there, so I would say cut ties with him. It's not like other guys are rushing to the waiver wire to pick him up anyway. So if he scores a goal or something and you want him back, I'm sure he'll be there.
I agree. That's a player last season, too, that you could just tell didn't really fit so well with Nashville. But, you know, that being said, if you're in a deep league and there's not a better option out there, it wouldn't hurt to hold him either. So, you know, maybe that's a situation you're being patient on. One last thing I wanted to say about the Flames-Devils game real quick. Johnny Gaudreau had 7 shots in his last game. He's only $7,300 for a player like that that can drop 40 points on FanDuel against the Devils, who I don't think any of us are sold on. That might be a nice way to get exposure to that game.
Marabi's 100% right. I had Calgary in one of those parlays with Toronto the other night, so I was watching that game. They were down 3-1. But Johnny G was buzzing the entire game. They actually came back to win that game, down 3-1 with about 4 or 5 and change left in the game. Mm-hmm. Ties her up, wins it in overtime, and Johnny G was he looked like the best player on the ice that night.
And I'm honestly getting the sense that we could see like he could join the 4-goal game club this year with all the other guys on the list. So watch out for Johnny G tonight.
I could see that. The guy that they came back against was Antti Raanta. Should people be dropping him right now with how good Kemper's been and just his recent performances lately?
Well, I think everyone knows where I stand. I said on the last show I wouldn't have had Raanta anyway. So, yes, I would say time to cut ties with him. Tonight I have Kemper and I have Schmaltz on Arizona. I think they're going to win. It seems like Columbus are struggling. It's a home game for Arizona. They're playing well. Kemper plays really well. So I would say, yes, Raanta out.
I also have Kemper for 8,400 tonight. And, you know, the Columbus Blue Jackets is a team that I think we were given a lot of credit to for keeping all those one-goal games early in the season. But now they've laid a couple bad games in a row. Korpisalo has not been playing well, which I guess isn't that surprising. But they also waived our favorite name to say, Davey. Can you take it for me here?
Elvis Merzlikens.
Nice pronunciation.
Is now in the AHL.
He's gone?
Merzlikens in the AHL.
Oh, we have to have a little moment of silence for our boy Merzlikens, who we mentioned about 45 times over the summer. So everyone be quiet. Let me count it out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Moment of silence for Merzlikens. We move on.
Christian Dvorak, I like for the Coyotes in this game against the favorable opponents. Lost a five-game winless streak right now for CBJ. So Dvorak is playing center with Phil Kessel. That's a low ownership stack against a favorable foe.
I like the trend, so it sounds like we're hot on Arizona tonight in the desert. And then the toilet bowl, I guess you could call it the two lowest point teams in the West, Minnesota at San Jose. Hopefully, you know, San Jose can keep this little momentum they have going. But
one win in a row is momentum.
It's funny because Minnesota came out the other night from a 2-0 hole, stormed back with Alex Stalock starting to win 4-2 over the Ducks. So be careful here, boys.
Hey, it's something for the Sharks. Last show I said they were shot. They won a game, so hopefully they can string a few together.
And Martin Jones barely cracked a 900 save percentage for the first time in 7 games, so baby steps there, right?
I'd like to think they can win tonight, but Pete, we were talking this game. They're winning by, what, 2 goals with like 5 minutes or something, and they almost blew that game.
Wasn't it 3-0? And then they gave up 2 goals in the last 5 minutes, and they looked like they were going to blow the game. Carlson looked lost in his own end. I don't know, man.
Tough. I'm not seeing much momentum there, but maybe tonight's the start of the turnaround.
What do you guys think about Vancouver at Chicago? Is Chicago, Chicago's back at home now. It was a respectable road trip. They got points in 2 of the 3 games, so nice little start there for them after a terrible, terrible beginning to the season. But the Blackhawks at home against the Canucks, who are very explosive offensively.
Should be a good one to watch. Again, I don't want to pony up too much in my FanDuel lineup for this one. It's funny. I actually have Alexander Nylander in the lineup. Just based on his price alone for $3,500, he has double-digit FanDuel points in 5 of his past 6 games. Okay. Maybe a little bit top-line exposure to Taves tonight. So that's kind of just like a value at-home play for me at the United Center.
This is Davey's second lock of the night. Chicago's going to outright win this game. Hmm. So I don't have anyone in it, but the Blackhawks are going to defeat the Canucks.
Those are my first tunes humming of the season. So yes. There we go.
Davey holding up his end of the bargain with a little show tunes. I love it, Davey. So that's your lock, huh? The Blackhawks at home.
I'm liking them. That you know.
You better hope you're right, Davey. You better hope you're freaking right.
We'll be right, and we'll sing some Chelsea Dagger together next show. All right, we'll go around the table.
You better hope you're right, because that means Bobby's got money on the game, thanks to
Davey.
If you guys just want to recap the lineups here, so I get a better sense of how crazy my lineup is, please.
So actually, I just swapped one guy because I was thinking about Quinn Hughes. He's back from injury. He's playing well. Scored a goal the other day, and I was like, this guy's probably still a very low price, and sure enough, he's cheaper than Justin Schultz, so I switched from Schultz to Quinn Hughes, so I'm going with Quinn Hughes to tap into Vancouver. I got Peter Mrazek in net. I got a little Nashville stack with Roman Josi and Matt Duchene against the beleaguered, injury-depleted Colorado Avalanche. I got Christian Dvorak for cheap against CBJ at home. Matthew Tkachuk, Jacob Vrana, hottest goal scorer in the league right now with 5 in his past 2 games. Josh Bailey plays well against the Penguins, dating back to the last playoffs. Travis Konecny to round out my lineup.
And one game we didn't talk about, it's a wonderful slate tonight, so we can understand why we might have overlooked this game. But Capitals-Panthers, I'm tuning into that. Is there any appeal to any players in that game?
There is. I've got Jonathan Huberdeau and Keith Yandel stacked in that game. For me, I guess, Davey, I'm number one trying not to be a homer here. But number two, the Caps always seem to lay a dud in this Florida road trip. I don't know, you know, if it's the Miami nightlife or whatever it is, but I do like Jonathan Huberdeau. He's been hot lately. 42 points in his last contest, so let's see if he keeps that thing going. And then for Yandel, he is trending up, up, and up. Maybe one of the hottest defenders in fantasy sports right now, so look for Yans on the power play tonight.
Yeah, I don't have anyone in this game, but I do think Florida could actually win this thing. I'm staying away from Bobrovsky, but he's looked better lately. As you mentioned, Washington doesn't usually do well on this trip, which are kind of things that you need to know when you're doing these things, because it's just like, oh, Washington's going to be such a better team, but this is not an easy spot for them.
Mm, and I think it's a game that doesn't mean a whole lot to them either. I think they had that nice high from the Nats win in the World Series, raffled off 2 nice wins after that against Buffalo and Calgary, and now, you know, I kind of feel like a little bit of a slow 20-minute effort for them late in the third period, so there might be some Jakub Vrana luck there late, but I can't see them playing a full 60 tonight.
I think the Caps will win this game. They lead the Eastern Conference. You look at John Carlson's like road splits. He's best in the NHL, forwards included, 14-9 games. And I see that the Caps are slight underdogs. on the road, best road team in the league. Give me the Caps in
Florida. That's correct. Slight underdogs, but you know what? I think they're an underdog for a reason tonight. I can see Coach Q's team being fired up, ready to go, and plus a little sunbathing for the folks on the Capitals the day before, a couple cocktails the night before. Give me the Panthers at home.
I think Coach Q will be rejuvenated from his appearance on At the Rink podcast. I mean, that was great. I think he's fired up. He's ready to go.
Oh, Davey, you listened?
I did. Yeah, it was good.
Wow, really appreciate it, Davey. I really, really do. I mean, that's big. Coach Q was really, really good. Some good stuff. He's three away. Or at the time we recorded, he was three away from 900 wins. Mm. Had some thoughts about his career, some great stuff on the Panthers. Had some thoughts on the younger players in the league. So it was good stuff from Q.
I like that as a little added motivation for the Panthers, too. Guys kind of rally around that. You know, that milestone. So we'll keep an eye on that game for sure. Just to recap my lineup, I've got Sid the Kid and Malkin stacked again. Totally wild. I don't recommend it. Definitely out to left field on that one. I've got Huberdeau, Brassard, Duclair, Nylander for some good kind of value there at the end of my lineup. And then Yandel, Slavin, and Kemper.
Full lineup today from Robbie. How about that?
Two in a row. Got to keep the good karma going, boys.
Is it full moon or something going on? I don't know what's happening.
Mercury's in retrograde, baby.
I have, as I mentioned, Schmaltz. I got Aho, I figure, against the Rangers. He's good for a point or two. At wing, I stacked Gaudreau into Chuck. I got Compher for 4,800, Colorado. And then defense, I'm going with Shabbat, Ryan Ellis, I think, as we mentioned, those Nashville guys. Every game, it just seems like they one or two of them gets a couple of points, and Kemper for goalie.
And that lineup is pending approval from Keith. So, Davey, before you submit that, just hold off. And then it's a Thursday night of pucks, and we'll go around the horn for our picks, and we'll start. Let's spin the wheel. We're going to start with Robert. Robert, go.
All right, let's do it, boys. And again, this is all off the cuff. I've really put limited thought into this one. I'm just going with whatever I had for dinner in my gut last night.
The old Robbie gut, which is usually good. The old Robbie gut is usually a winner.
It is winner, chicken dinner. Let's try and keep this thing going tonight. So when I look at the slate, there is value to be had, but you've got to pick and choose your spots wisely. Like, I'm not ponying up any cash on the Vegas game just because it is a DWG, Davey, and we can't be throwing dollars at that game. So my lock for this evening would be the most underrated game on the slate, LA facing Ottawa. I like Ottawa at home. Give me a little DJ Smith behind the bench extra action tonight.
I'm not watching that game. I'm just being honest with you guys. I'm not watching that game tonight. But I like tapping into it because it's probably going to be something that not everybody's flocking to. We have a nice opportunity there.
Well, it's 7 o'clock, so Rob, you'll be awake for that one, huh?
Oh, I won't be watching hockey tonight, boys. I'm round two on the date, so we're okay. Going to have to check the picks.
Follow up.
Check the scores in the morning tomorrow, boys, just candidly here.
I'm actually going to the Barclays for Islanders-Penguins playoff rematch.
That should be a good one.
Okay, can we skip the itinerary, get to the picks, Petey, please?
Yeah, I needed to remind our listeners that someone's going to be watching a hockey game tonight. But I think the Carolina Hurricanes are, I mean, obvious lock. They're a big favorite, so parlay them with somebody else. I like Philly at home, Carter Hart against the Habs. I like... who did I say before? I was talking about the Caps, slight underdogs at Florida. Florida scares me to an extent, but I trust the Caps.
Davey's extreme lock of the night, as I mentioned before, Chicago's going to outright beat the Canucks. And if you want to parlay that, take the over, Toronto, Vegas.
And for my picks, Davey, I hope you're right because I am going to follow you, Davey. And you
this
know,
could be Davey's last appearance on the podcast.
I'm
going to
say this. If you are not correct tonight, you better watch out. I'm coming for you on a Friday.
Our group chat is going to be blowing up all night. I'm going to have to silence my phone and put that thing away early because there is going to be a wrath if these picks don't hit, Davey.
So what's Bobby, what's your lock of the night? What do we got?
I just told you. I have no lock. I was going to follow you and say Chicago. No, I'm taking a look at the board. I mean, listen, I think it's a parlay night. I do like the over in that Vegas-Toronto game.
Do you have the guts to bet Pittsburgh tonight? Do you have
the
guts for love?
That would be the other one. Does Bobby have the guts for love? Give me the Penguins. We're going to ride them. Let's fade Barry. Let's fade the Islanders. There'll be three people in the stands at Barclays. Let's go.
Ouch.
Pete will be one
of
them.
Wow. Be one of them. And
they
I'm
got
going,
rid of the
I'm,
car.
Wait, I'm going with more than three people, so you're wrong there. But they actually had a good crowd there the other day for number 10. So
yeah,
now
no
they
more,
take it into double digits.
They got rid of the car.
The car's not there anymore.
It's
That's
a banner.
Look different, huh?
It's an aisles banner.
That should be something to look out for. No mm-hmm. honking, no lights flashing after each win. But
it's good to see the car has left the building.
Has been totaled. So we'll see what the next thing they do at Barclays Center. They have like 10-plus games there this year. So I'll be at one of them. It's my first Islander game of the season.
Cool. Well, it should be a good one. And we're up to 157 reviews, so let's get the road to 175 here.
Listen, let's go. I'm going to steal something from someone I respect that does a bunch of podcasts. Don't be freeloaders. If you're entertained, if you like the picks, if we're making you smarter about the game, don't be a freeloader. Help us out. It takes 2 seconds. Give us 5 stars. Leave us a review. Help us out. You know, we're hanging by a thread here. People are gunning for us. They're hunting for us. We need a little help from our friends. Don't be a freeloader. If you like the content, if you like the picks, help us out.
My sources tell me Joel Quenville gave us a 5-star review yesterday, so.
Wow. To this program or at the rink, though?
I'm not sure about that, but we'll see. One at a time.
Davey, I'm cutting your mic in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Don't say a word for the rest of the show. Petey, wrap it up.
So, for Bender, thanks again. Once again, Dave Satriano, Davey Sats.
His mic is cut.
Rob Reese, Pete Jensen, thanks so much for listening to NHL Fantasy on Ice, and we'll talk to you again on Friday morning.